By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. But dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, Azzadil, welcome back to another morning. And dear viewers, each and every single morning, we begin our days by listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran. We are going to go to the recitation of the Quran, inshallah, Azzawajal. But dear viewers, please do remember that every single morning we should begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings, for all the bounties, for all of the little things in life, subhanallah. For all of the little blessings in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed. And to be honest, in a way, nothing could really be called a little blessing, subhanallah. But, you know, some things which we do not really understand as much their importance. But everything, alhamdulillah, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the weather, my dear viewers, nevertheless, whatever the weather conditions, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the little blessings we have in our life, for the people we have around us, for the people we have around us, for those people that have parents, for those people that have parents, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those people that have their elderly, even grandparents, especially, you know, not especially parents, but above that, grandparents, and then great grandparents. Now, subhanAllah, I have my very own neighbors, may Allah ta'ala bless them. MashaAllah, I was thinking, and it's not very long, I was thinking, wow, these kids are so fortunate. They've become about 15, 16, 17 years of age. And they have, mashallah, they have their parents, and then they have their grandparents, and then they have their great-grandparent or great-grandparents too. And I was thinking, wow, I never even got to see my grandparents, Allahu Akbar, besides one. And so that too is a huge blessing. I personally, I wish, you know, I got to see my other, because it's, you get to know your parents more. This is another thing. When you have your grandparents too, you also get to know your parents a little more too. How we're getting onto this, Allahu alam. But my dear viewers, yes, the blessings. These people we have around us, those brothers and sisters you may have around you, the uncles, aunties which you have with you, they are a blessing, especially the elderly. Especially the elderly, they are a blessing, and we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those blessings. Whatever may have happened in the past, let bygones be bygones, as it's stated. Really, just whatever's past, let it pass, subhanAllah. The time we are in now is a present. It is a gift, my dear viewers. And make the most of it, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Let's begin by listening to the tilawat of the Holy Quran. Remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then we should give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And my dear viewers, inshallah, also make good intentions. Because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا انهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا
اور مجرم دوزخ کو دیکھیں گے
تو یقین کریں گے کہ انہیں اس میں گرنا ہے اور اس سے پھرنے کی کوئی جگہ نہ پائیں گے۔
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِن كُلِّ مَثَلٍ،
اور بے شک ہم نے لوگوں کے لیے اس قرآن میں ہر قسم کی مثل یعنی مثالیں طرح طرح بیان فرمائیں۔
وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا،
اور آدمی ہر چیز سے بڑھ کر جھگڑالو ہے۔
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا،
اور آدمیوں کو کس چیز نے اس سے روکا کہ ایمان لاتے جب ہدایت ان کے پاس آئی اور اپنے رب سے معافی مانگتے، مگر یہ کہ ان پر اگلوں کا دستور آئے یا ان پر قسم قسم کا عذاب آئے۔
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ،
اور ہم رسولوں کو نہیں بھیجتے مگر خوشی اور ڈر سنانے والے۔
وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا،
اور جو کافر ہیں وہ باطل کے ساتھ جھگڑتے ہیں کہ اس سے حق کو ہٹاویں، اور انہوں نے میری آیتوں کی اور جو ڈر انہیں سنائے گئے تھے ان کی ہنسی بنا لی۔
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ،
اور اس سے بڑھ کر ظالم کون جسے اس کے رب کی آیتیں یاد دلائی جائیں تو وہ ان سے منہ پھیر لے اور اس کے ہاتھ جو آگے بھیج چکے اسے بھول جائے۔
اِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا،
ہم نے ان کے دلوں پر غلاف کر دیے ہیں کہ قرآن نہ سمجھیں اور ان کے کانوں میں گرانی یعنی نقص۔
وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَن يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا،
اور اگر تم انہیں ہدایت کی طرف بلاؤ تو جب بھی ہرگز کبھی راہ نہ پائیں گے۔
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ،
اور تمہارا رب بخشنے والا مہر یعنی رحمت والا ہے۔
لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُم بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ،
اگر وہ انہیں ان کے کیے پر پکڑتا تو جلد ان پر عذاب بھیجتا۔
بَل لَّهُم مَّوْعِدٌ لَّن يَجِدُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا،
بلکہ ان کے لیے ایک وعدہ کا وقت ہے جس کے سامنے کوئی پناہ نہ پائیں گے۔
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا،
اور یہ بستیاں ہم نے تباہ کر دیں جب انہوں نے ظلم کیا اور ہم نے ان کی بربادی کا ایک وعدہ رکھا تھا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ Many viewers of Madinah Channel, mashallah wa azza wa jalla, that was Surah Al-Kahf. We just listened to, mashallah, the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, as well as, yes, the Urdu translation. One day, inshallah wa azza wa jalla, it shall be made available in the English language. And please do pray that day come very, very soon. And subhanAllah, and this is a beauty tool, alhamdulillah, of Dawat Islami, my dear viewers. I remember when we were speaking about the translation of Kanzul Iman, English translation in the English language, alhamdulillah, Azzurul, published by Dawat Islami, made available for people to purchase from the local stores. Now, my dear viewers, inshallah, some people would be thinking, wow, it did take so long. Yes, it did take so long. But we have before us, mashallah, a brilliant book, alhamdulillah, a brilliant translation of the glorious Quran, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Some people will be thinking, it took so long though. And yes, and this is one of the brilliances of Dawat Islami, that it's not difficult for them to publish something very quickly. They can easily publish something very, very quickly. But all of the checks that it goes through, it is closely, very, very carefully scrutinized, each and every single word, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And yes, remember, we're humans. You know, it is done by humans. It's possible. Remember, the Quran, the Al-Quran Al-Kareem, is perfect in every way, manner, form, sense, whatsoever. In every way is perfect. It's from the creator of all the worlds. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Quran Al-Kareem. But translations, etc., is from the people, my dear viewers. But we, nevertheless, we have before us a brilliant translation. A brilliant, honestly, a phenomenal translation. Now, my dear viewers, those people who are thinking, oh, you've been saying this because I think I've been saying this for about a year now, that inshallah, very soon we shall have this made available in the English language. And yes, mashallah, it has been recorded in the English language, and not even just in one single accent, if you wish, but rather more than one accent too, alhamdulillah. But the point being, my dear viewers, that it is under, again, intense scrutiny to make sure everything is in accordance to the actual translation, to make sure, you know, just to check things, to make sure they are proper, alhamdulillah. And it's not something which is short, it is the entire translation of the glorious Quran, alhamdulillah. So that's, you know, that's beef, and it will take some time. But inshallah, when it does come, that'll be a not a blessed day, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. A blessed time for, you know, for us, alhamdulillah, for the people of Madani Charam, the translation made available. Yes, there are other translations available, but sadly, and you know, this is from personal experience, we see this too, that sadly there have been many mistakes. That's one thing. Another is that there are different types of translations. Remember, there are different forms and types of translations. Some are word-to-word translations, so it depends as to how you will take a look at the Quran, how you are reading the Quran. Some will look at it from an academic view, and then they will need a close translation, some will need a word-to-word translation. Some will need an interpretation-style translation. And mashallah, we find within Kanz al-Iman, the translation of Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Bareilly, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Mujaddid of the previous century, we find that, yes, they have made a translation which is very, very close to the, you know, to the actual Quran, but within that, it also contains a tafsir, the wording which is chosen. Absolutely brilliant, absolutely phenomenal, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. And this is for the public. So, mashallah, that's also been made available in the English language. But if it was on the channel, inshallah, very soon we shall also have the, yes, in the mornings, inshallah. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but one day, please do pray, inshallah, azza wa jal. My dear viewers, another, something else to take note. Yes, we will listen to Surah Al-Kahf, and inshallah, very soon now, we shall be listening and hearing the story. Which story is it? The story of Hazrat Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, and another prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, or Khadir, or Khidr. You know, there's various ways ulama have stated as to how this is possibly pronounced. But generally we say Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, another great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is something unique about this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to what that is, inshallah, when the time comes, we shall hear much more. We shall, inshallah, hear much more when we do come across that story. My dear viewers, today we have a special topic. Today, inshallah, we shall be hearing about Khaja Khajigan, Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Rahmahullah Ta'ala. My dear viewers, inshallah, let's, inshallah, listen to the Naat Sharif first, and then we shall hear a little more about their life. A great personality. And he's not somebody who We'll get to that, inshallah. We'll get to that. Let's move to the Nahl Sharif, and then inshallah, we shall hear about this great personality. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi. وعلى آله وسلم
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
مصطفی مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی ادفیه للیتامى دفا مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی ادفیه للیتامى دفا حن قلبی له فاض شوقا الی لیس ارجو سوا شربة من یدی الصلاة علی والسلام علی لسماء تقا فأتا بالنقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلما خلد سجاتے ہیں اک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وکف المصطفی کالورد نادی
اللہ اللہ
وعطر يبقى إذا مست آيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطر يبقى إذا مست آيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون قمرون سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
بو جهل لئيك الما پڑتا دیکھا ہی
اس نے شاہا
سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولايا صلي وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت
بعد العسر يسرا ربنا لك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Mother Nature Channel, today we shall be speaking about such a personality, such an individual whose name is Hassan. He is from the lineage of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu an. He's also from the lineage of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Yes, the lineage of his mother and father respectively goes back to or connects to that of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, or goes directly to Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu an, as well as Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, which means what? Which means he is a Sayyid. Yes, he is a Sayyid, but a Sayyid, and this is why some people differentiate, they say Hassani and Husseini, meaning you are a Sayyid, subhanAllah. Which grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that you link towards? Because there are two grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were many grandchildren, but two children of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, anhuma, two great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So he was from their lineage, from their children. This is who this person was. But some people would be thinking, who is actually this person? He's known as Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmahullahu ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, rahmahullahu ta'ala. Yes, this is a person, my dear viewers, who, and whenever, generally when we speak about saints, you think, oh yes, and this person, he lived 100 years ago. Oh, wow, mashallah, he lived 100 years ago. Some shuyukh and some saints of Allah ta'ala, you would say that, for example, Allah Hazrat rahmahullahu ta'ala, okay, over 100 years ago, between one and, it's over 100 years now, hasn't it? It's been over years ago. You think, wow, mashallah. And then you think of some other shuyukh. You think, oh, it's been a few hundred years. But this individual, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is such a person who he was born not 100 years ago, not 200 years ago, 3, 4, or 5, neither 6, but close to 1,000, around about 1,000 or so years. It's not been exactly 1,000 then, has it? But nearly 1,000, about 900 years, let's just say. About 900 years ago, Madhavi was, he was born, yes. And this was Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmallahu ta'ala. Now it said once that there was this ruler. He was a ruler of Sabz. I don't know how this is pronounced, whether it's Sabzwar or Sabzwar. Allahu alam. This is a place in modern day Iran. In modern day Iran. It said that there was this leader of Sabzwar, and this leader, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, he, well, not all leaders are generally rich, aren't they? With power comes money, or with money comes power. You know, they're quite synonymous, you can say. He was a leader. He was very, very rich, and he possessed amongst the most beautiful of places. It said that, you know, he possesses reservoir, this piece of land, orchards, gardens, beautiful. Beautiful scenery and landscape. And this ruler, what he would do is he would go to this place and he would even bathe in that place. Yes, he would bathe in that place. He would perform, let's just say bathe. And he would drink alcohol too. And he would do all sorts of wrong things. And he would disturb others. He would extortion, etc. He would rob others. Yes, he would rob others. He would harm others. He would harm others. He would cause trouble for others. One day, this sheikh, this Sufi, he came and he performed a ghusl in that water. He performed a ghusl and he performed some cycles of prayer. And when this person came and he saw that here, there's a Sufi here, there's a Muslim scholar here, or a Muslim Sufi, you can say, he's thinking, because he didn't know who this was. He was thinking, who is this person? How dare he? What is he doing? He's just washed himself here. This is my private land. This is my private place. He's washed himself. He's performed ghusl. He's reading prayer. Who does he think he is? Reading prayer in my place. And what does that person do, my dear viewers of Madinatul Insha'Allah? He gets ready. I say, I'm going to deal with this person. The guards, they had also come and they said to him, you know, to this Sufi, to the Sheikh, to the saint, they say to him that you need to be careful. This person who owns this place, he's a tyrant. He's tyrannical. He will harm you. Allahu Akbar, that person, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my protector. Now when this ruler comes, he intends to do exactly that, to harm him. Who does this person think he is? Coming to my place and doing, you know, whatever it is. And this sheikh, he had possibly completed his prayer. No doubt he had completed his prayer. And then he looks up at this person, at this ruler. And it said that as soon as he looks up, that one glance, just this one glance, that person, he falls unconscious. That person, he falls unconscious. Now some people will be thinking, Allahu Akbar, how is this even possible? Remember, there are some people who possesses this charisma, this awe. Yes, some people possess this, possesses this grand awe that is. Now, Madhivi was on the channel. It's famous, no doubt, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said many times, and this we find out, you know, on many occasions even, that the people would become terrified. The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just upon seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This grand awe that, you know, the people who had some sort of love, the people that embraced Islam, they would love him. But the people, those who possess enmity, they would really, really fear him. This automatic fear that Allah Ta'ala placed in their hearts. And this is amongst, and this is something which, yes, was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course, on another level, but also was given to the other pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's another thing we must remember, is a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that a time will come upon the ummah when, you know, people will call each other against them, just as they call each other for food. And the companions, they state that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it due to our small number on that day? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, but rather you shall be large in number. Your numbers will be, you know, huge, very, very big. So why is this? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, why? Because this fear for you shall be taken out of the enemies, out of those who have enmity towards you, out of the non-Muslims, this fear of you. Allah Ta'ala shall take it out of them, and He shall place what within the Muslims? What shall He place? He shall place within the Muslims al-wahan. And they say, and what is wahan, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكْرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Love for the world, وَكْرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, and fear of death. Now, we have been described as being what? Many in number, but weak. But very, very weak, like the froth of the ocean. Some people stay like straws. Like straws being placed on water. What happens? The straws are carried away. They are nothing, although they may be huge in number. Why is it we have been described like this? Because what shall be taken out? This fear shall be taken out. And what shall be placed within the hearts of Muslims? Love for the world. Love for the world. Now, this is very, very important. This is very, very important because this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, that you know, a time shall come in the future where the Muslims shall be so many in the world. And we find this in this day and age, in this day and time. But we can say possibly, Allahu A'lam, as to the reality, that 1,000 years ago, those scholars, those ulama, they still possessed this mahaba, they still possessed this, this sense, this charisma, this awe, this grand awe, my dear viewers. That, you know, another person, you know, they possess this power, that they were able to, just by taking a glance at somebody, they were able to have this effect on somebody. They were able to have this effect on somebody. And these are the great, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who would spend their days fasting, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spend their nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their entire nights. And one individual from amongst these many is Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, subhanAllah, that's just something else I was reading and thinking, wow. So what he does is, he looks up. It just takes one glance. One glance, and that person stays falls unconscious. This is that power and strength manifested within just what? One single glance? And these are the, Allahu Akbar, these are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they are able to, when they wish or when they desire. It doesn't mean that whoever they look at, you know, the exact same happens. No, but for some individuals it does. And subhanAllah, I've even heard some individuals themselves stating, you know, when they go to the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they go to people like, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Ali, that, you know, that one glance, it really just, it gets to you. Allahu Akbar. It has a huge effect on a person. Many a time, Allahu Akbar. Sometimes they're thinking that, yes, I'm going to go with my head held up high and I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. That's it, just one look and everything's gone. Because you are filled with, no doubt, it's a gaze of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this changes a person. When a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does give such a look, Allahu Akbar. This changes a person. This can change your whole lifestyle. And this is exactly what he does here. That person, what does he do? Immediately when he does regain consciousness, he comes towards him and he repents. This is what's very, very important. That he repents from his sins. He gives up all his wrongdoing. And part of repentance is what? That some things, remember, some things are not just left, okay, you've repented, and you think sometimes repentance suffices, but sometimes repentance alone does not suffice. Yes, sometimes just repenting is not enough. Remember, first, what is repenting? Promising to give it up, that's also part of repenting. You know, acknowledging the wrong, feeling remorse, this is all repentance. But sometimes, for example, if you've missed a prayer, then repenting is not enough, you must make up for that prayer. If you have stolen something, then repenting is not enough. You must make up for that. You know, if you have, you are indebted to somebody, you must give them that back, whatever it may be. So for some things, just repentance alone is not enough. You have to do a little more. You know, make up for that action, whatever it may be. Now, my dear viewers, this person, he repented. Yes, extortion and robbery or whatever it was he had done. He was a ruler. And many times, you know, we find that advantage is taken of their position, of their power. This we have seen many times in history. And this is what he did. All of that wealth too, he gave back. He became a murid and later even a khalifa Now, to be a khalifa of such a grand sheikh, a grand saint, is huge. What happened? And these are the, my dear viewers of Madan Shal, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The awliya, remember, we must have love for the awliya. In fact, those who possess enmity, there's a hadith sharif, it's a hadith qudsi. What a hadith qudsi is, a hadith sharif is the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there's the Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the revelation, that which was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are some things which was said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but they are not found within the glorious Quran. They're not found within the Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So then this is known as a hadith Qudsi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, that person who possesses some sort of enmity or hatred or dislike towards a wali of mine. The word wali is used. A wali is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the awliya is a plural word. A friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. I declare war upon that person. We must, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, love, respect, and honor all of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this. Sadly, we are living in a time where, and this is due to many reasons. One, it may be due to the media. Another, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, due to so many other false claimants, as you would say. Remember, the false claimants to everything. There are false claimants of prophethood too. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us there will be 30 or so claimants, false claimants. Those who claim to be prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are dajjals. This is who these people are. They are liars. They are great liars. False claimants. So there are fake so-called people who, who make this, sadly, Allahu Akbar. Sadly, my dear viewers, and unfortunately, especially for them, they claim to be prophets of Allah Ta'ala. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You must remember the last and final prophet and messenger is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, and it's completely impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, why am I saying this? There are false prophets. And how can there not be false claimants, those who claim themselves and, you know, they say that I am a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they claim or they call themselves sheikhs or they call themselves peers and they give themselves all sorts of titles. No doubt, there are many fake ones of those too. And this is one of the reasons why that respect has sadly dropped for the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live in a time where people would respect those who are elderly. How many a time now does a person kiss the hands of their parents, the hands of their father, the hands of their mother, the feet of their mother? How often do we have this? Nowadays, we rarely, close to nothing. Although there are still many people, many cultures. In the Arab world, we find this many a time. We find this in places like Turkey. We find this, in quite some places, mashallah. But the point is, and especially for the English-speaking countries generally, how often do we find this? We don't really find this. If we do, it's very, very rare. And it's especially, mashallah, we find it more amongst those people who have a Dar Islam in mind, those people who are Islamic. And generally, they will kiss the hands of their parents. Otherwise, this is a, if you wish to call it a tradition, an action, which is decreasing very, very rapidly. Which is decreasing very, very rapidly. So why? Because people generally have lost respect for their parents. People have lost respect for their parents. So if people have lost respect for their parents, then how are they going to respect the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So gradually, this is what's happened too. Sadly, and that this, you know, this has been a huge loss of respect for the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the shuyukh. And one of the reasons for this is because of so many fake ones and so many people committing wrongdoing, so many people committing wrong actions, so many people committing sins. and saw Allahu Akbar, people do lose their respect for such individuals. And this is many times, why? Because there are those fake claimants. This is what we must understand. It does not have any effect on the real awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever, no. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must still respect them, we must still honor them. And they are special people who have been given, yes, within this same hadith sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states about that person who becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when he performs first obligatory actions and then he performs extra nawafil. And then after having performed the extra nawafil, you know, he performs so much that he becomes beloved of Allah. And when he becomes a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he becomes from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I become the ears by which he hears, the eyes by which he sees, the hand by which he grasps, the legs by which he walks. And there's different interpretations to this hadith sharif. And one of the interpretations is, yes, that they have this ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Another is that these things, these limbs that is, or this person overall, they refrain from committing sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them protected and they never perform sins. These are the people, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must respect the name of the awliya. We must remember that the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine this. Imagine this, my dear viewers. Imagine you love somebody so much. It could be your mother. It could be your father. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be your daughter. It could be your child, your son. Whoever it may be. It could be your spouse. You know, you love this person so much. Now imagine somebody was to speak about them negatively, disrespect them. How would you feel? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these people are the beloved of not just us, Allahu Akbar, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of all the worlds. How can we ever speak negatively about them? So it said, Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah ta'ala, what does he do? He takes a glance at this person and that changes this person's life. That person, he gives everything back which was for the people. And he becomes a practicing, a Sufi. And this is another thing. We must understand what a Sufi truly is. Because I did use the word Sufi a few times. Let's go to the daily reminder, inshallah. And then we shall hear. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Wish for death in Medina. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Man istata'a an yamuta bil Madinati fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u liman yamutu biha. That means, whoever can die in Medina should die in it, because I will intercede for the one who dies in Medina. Commenting on the above hadith, the renowned commentator, the great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has stated, apparently, this good news and guidance were given for all the Muslims, not for Muhajireen only. If a Muslim wishes to meet his death in Medina, he should also try to be blessed with this privilege. He should reside in Medina, especially in old age, and should not go out of it unnecessarily, so that he meets his death there. However, this is only possible by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would pray, O Lord, grant me death and martyrdom in the city of your beloved. His prayer was amazingly answered. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked during Salatul Fajr in the mihrab and at the praying place of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which led to his martyrdom there. Respected Mufti further stated, I have seen that some people have been living in Medina for 30 to 40 years. they do not even go out of the city of Medina, lest they meet death outside Medina. Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala would also do the same thing. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, mashallah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, today we are speaking with Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala, Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti, the name, the actual name. These are titles of theirs. And mashallah, they have various titles. And their name, my dear viewers, inshallah, is actually Hassan. And mashallah, we have a brother who will be joining us today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. As for his name, you shall be finding out. If he has joined us, that is, if you can hear me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Abdul Hanam, has been a very, very long time.
Alhamdulillah, it has been just one of the things, mashallah.
Today, we are speaking, hearing about Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not a recent one, you can say. Somebody who was born about 900 or so years ago. What do you have to say about this individual?
Azbai, like you mentioned, regarding the awliya and their status and their maqam and how great these great awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His great pious people in every century, in every time, with the guidance of the people. And mashallah, you know, many of these awliya were the means of many disbelievers embracing Islam.
Yes,
and
yes.
Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi is unique and known for that amongst them individuals. And no ordinary person, you know, if we were to, you know, invite someone to Islam and one person was to accept Islam, how we'll be over the moon.
Yes,
because of that one person. And on the other hand, you have this great wali of his time, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. Mentioned approximately 9 million disbelievers became Muslims due to his effort.
Allah. 9 million. Is easy to say it. Like it's just 9 million. It's not as 9 million, it's 9 million. Allahu Akbar.
How great this person is. And you know, Shabazz Bhai, you know, to invite 9 million people or to approach them and to make them embrace Islam. I think you're all your life will just go into
this is something we were just something I just mentioned, that story about this ruler. All it took was what? It took a gaze. Just one look at that person fell unconscious, and that person then he repented from all of his sins, and then he even became the Khalifa of Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. So these are some of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdul Hanan Bhai. They just, it's just like a complete another level, isn't it? What do you think? Just one gaze of theirs, it just completely brings about that, you know, everybody's asking or wishing for to have some sort of a revolution in their lives, a change in their lives. And subhanAllah, it just takes one gaze and you're like, wow.
These are the true people and the fake people. You know, this is the difference. A true wali of Allah, his gaze is enough. His simple word will make people cry. You know, is mentioned, and you know, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi, keep in mind, he's just in the same time as Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghawse Pak.
Yes, yes.
And you know, on one side you have Ghawse Pak, on one side you, and towards the other side you got Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi. And you know, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, when he would deliver just a simple word, people would pass out, people would faint, people would, you know, people's souls would leave their bodies. That was the effect of the words of these people. And then the gaze of these people, subhanAllah as well, this is another thing.
In terms of respect for awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would you say about that, Abdul Hanan Bhai?
SubhanAllah, you know, alhamdulillah, you just say that we are fortunate, first of all, to be amongst them people who have respect for awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those people who are claiming to be on the truth. Those people who are claiming to follow the truth, and yet they will have no respect for the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. they will consider them as normal people. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the awliya. These are people without fear. You know, these are them great people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you mentioned that hadith regarding how, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes their limbs of their bodies. And obviously not physically, but, you know, how whatever they will do, mashallah, you know, their actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you having them to do them actions. This is the maqam of these people. And, you know, they're not normal people. Respecting them and honoring them, alhamdulillah, we are fortunate.
Well, one reason is, yes, it's media and things as well, isn't it? We have lost respect for the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All together, we've lost respect for all sorts of people. Just respect itself is something we've lost. Even for our fellow, you know, elder brothers, sisters, our elderly in general. You know, before it used to be, okay, there's an elderly man. Okay, now, you know, be quiet or don't speak. Don't raise your voice over them. You know, there's so many things of this elderly. But now there's no such thing. So what? If it's an old man, they even mock, mazallah, the elderly. Allahu Akbar.
You know, it just reminds me of the great Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. I believe there was a great pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi. When he came to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa's court, now Imam Azam Abu Hanifa would stand up in his respect. People say, what do you see in this man? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he said, you don't understand what I see in him. You know, you don't understand the piety I see in this man. You know, this was Imam, a great Imam of his time, and he's respecting another wali of Allah, another great person. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa is also at the level of awliya. But look what he's doing. He's showing us that respecting other great awliya Allah is, we should have this as well.
And we see this in this day and age too. Amir al-Sunnah Dhamad Barakatum al-Aliya. There are scholars that may come in the presence of Amir al-Sunnah. People who have left their own countries to come and meet them. You know, now when a person is hosting others, a person likes to show their grandeur. They like to show, you know, this is my status. That I have hundreds and thousands and millions of followers. You know, people lining up every single day to come kiss my hands. And, you know, I have this, I have that, etc. So when people would come, you'd be sitting in a chair to, you know, to show this is your status, this is your level. Madhavi Yusuf Madan Shalman, when the time comes to meet them, Allahu Akbar, they're thinking, where is this person? You know, we've still not met them. They say, sit down to eat. Where is that person? And Allahu Akbar, then they said, this is Amir al-Sunnah, the one who just put food in front of you. That's Amir al-Sunnah. Why? Because they wish to serve. And Allahu Akbar, the humility, the mashallah azza wa jal, this simplicity, this humbleness of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, Allahu Akbar, may my life be ransomed for. Subhanallah. A beautiful individual. And this is, to be honest, it's a lesson for us. That's Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. May Allah Ta'ala grant them a long and healthy life, inshallah, azza wa jal, and bless them forevermore, inshallah. But Madhavi was, this is their status already, where people are coming from all over the world, even scholars, you know, to meet them. And this is how they are respecting them. Imagine, who are we? You know, we are nothing, really. That's the reality. We are nothing. How can we ever, you know, show disrespect to others? And we should respect the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nevertheless, you may be in a rush to, let's go back to Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah ta'ala. Any story, anything from their life that you wish to share, inshallah.
Like you mentioned about earlier about the gaze of the pious people, there's the sighting of the pious people, and then the words. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah is got a saying which I normally quote, and I really like that because there's power behind it. And, you know, everyone could reflect on this as well, and there's so much to gain and learn from that. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah, one of his saying is that he says good company is better than good actions. Now, Shabazz Bhai, listen to this. He says, good company is better than good actions, and bad company is worse than bad actions. And if you look at our lives today, Shabazz Bhai, those who are in good company, you know, you will find them that they are more protected, the ones who are doing just good actions on their own. They're not in good company, but they're just individually doing their good actions. And then all of a sudden, something happens to them, and something overtakes their mind, and they go off track. They'll probably go worse than you know, a lot of these people who are doing wrong, but they're in good company because they're constantly reminded, they're constantly taught, they're constantly pondering, or they get that time to repent again and again because of the good company they're in.
Wow.
And you know, and on the other hand, you got the bad company is worse than bad actions. And you know, sometimes Shabazz Bhai, you get people who say, "Look, I'm not doing any bad," but they're amongst bad company.
Yeah,
what happens is they eventually get into that habit of bad, and they become worse than the people of that company who are bad. And I've seen that in my life, and I've experienced that. I remember there was a company of youngsters who were involved with drugs, and there was one youngster amongst them. And he would say, no, I'm not going to touch this stuff. I'm not going to touch this stuff.
Yes.
Because all of them were involved in drugs. And this one youngster, he was hanging around with them. And, you know, others would tell him, you're hanging around with these people. You're going to eventually go on to these drugs. No, I can't stand that stuff. I won't go near that stuff. And eventually what happened was he was involved in that, in that action, in them drugs, taking drugs. And he became such an addict that he left all his friends behind, in the sense of the way he was taking drugs and the way he was involved with them.
Some people, as soon as they become to expose something, they, you know, addiction for different people is different. Allahu Akbar. Scary.
This saying of Haja Gharib Nawaz, good company is better than good actions, and bad company is better than bad actions. It holds a lot of value.
MashaAllah, Jazakallahu Khairah. That's beautiful. Good company is even better than good actions, because it makes that good action long-term, doesn't it? And in a way, prevents it from bad. A person performing good actions, then they stop performing good actions, then they turn to bad actions, and you know, the good and bad, it'll keep fluctuating, if you wish. But when you're with good people, then you can't really. It's like going on a kafila and then, you know, be performing bad actions. How? There's always, mashallah, there's a Rafiq there with you, there's always a Zimadar there, and you know, every morning it'll be like, oh, this sunnah, and then this sunnah, and let's do this now, and then do that now. That's good company. It's also stated that a bad companion is even worse than a snake. Why? Because a snake, okay, can possibly bite you and take your life. If it does take your life, that is. Whereas a bad companion will not possibly only just take your life, if that is the case, but he could take your iman. Allahu Akbar. So very similar to that same saying of Hazrat Khadija Gharib Nawaz, rahimahullah ta'ala.
If you look at the lives of the awliya, and many of these great awliya, they left their homes. Haja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah, also he spent majority of his life, you can say, traveling from one place to another. So many different lands he traveled.
Indeed,
and then, you know, spending them times in away from everything, away from the dunya, and then connecting themselves to Allah.
Abdul Hanan Bhai, again, Jazakallahu Khaira wa Ahsan al Jaza fi Dawrain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Many viewers, inshallah, that was our respected Abdul Hanan Bhai from Birmingham. We are going to go to the daily Hadith Sharif, and then mashallah, we also have a kalam in praise of Hazrat Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala. Let's first go to the daily Hadith Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When our believing relatives, it could be parents, our siblings, extended family members, who, whenever they pass away, it's not the case that we attend their janazah, the funeral, we bury them, and that's it, we forget about them. No, our beautiful religion of Islam, alhamdulillah, has taught us that when our deceased pass on in a state of iman, we must continuously try and benefit them. They can't come back to the world now. They can't perform amal themselves. But what can be done is we perform good deeds and convey rewards to them. And this concept, a very simple concept, is proven from hadith, that it's known as Isalu Thawab, conveying reward, sending reward. And in one hadith, which is found in Sahih Muslim, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha states that a person, a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqal, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, inna ummi uftulitat nafsuha. My mother has passed away. وَلَمْ تُوصِي, and she left no wasiyah, no will. وَأَظُنُّهَا لَوْ تَكَلَّمَتْ تَصَدَّقَتْ. And now he says, the son says, I believe that if she could speak at that time of her passing away, she would have given sadaqah, or asked for sadaqah to be given. أَفَلَهَا أَجْرٌ إِن تَصَدَّقْتُ عَنْهَا. Now the question is, he's asking a question to the Prophet ﷺ, if I give sadaqah on her behalf, will she gain reward? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Na'am, yes. Now Imam Nawawi رحمه ta'ala, who commentates on this hadith, he states, في هذا الحديث أن الصدقة عن الميت تنفع الميت. We learn in this hadith that giving sadaqah on behalf of the deceased benefits the mayyit, benefits the person who has passed away. ويصل ثوابها, and the ثواب of that sadaqah reaches them as well. وهو كذلك بإجماع العلماء. Imam Nawawi رحمه الله says, this concept is proven through the consensus, the ijma', the unanimous consensus of the ulama of Islam. So we should always give sadaqah and do other righteous deeds and send the rewards to our deceased relatives who have passed away in a state of iman. We shouldn't be hesitant in this regard. One day we're going to pass away. When we're in our grave, that dark grave, all alone, we would want people to send rewards to us as well. And if we do so today with our relatives, inshallah, people will do that with us tomorrow as well. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to remember our deceased relatives, our Muslim relatives who are passed on, and grant us tawfiq to benefit them.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if it was Sayyidina Khadija Ghareeb Nawaz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was born in Iran. But then he left Iran and he went to another place, known as nowadays Uzbekistan. Two famous cities. There's a famous city of Samarkand and the famous city of Bukhara. He went and studied in these places. And then later, yes, he went towards the Hijaz, etc. But Madhavi was this great saint, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that his father had passed away when he was young. He was about 15 years of age. His father had passed away. And initially, yes, that's where he would take his money, etc. from. But then when he did learn about the deen, about religion, he met this Murzub. And this Murzub had fed him something, and immediately, which brought about this love. Again, another wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it brought about hatred for the world. He despised the world. He sold everything off, gave the money to charity, and he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to study knowledge. He went to study, learn about the deen, learn about the religion. So when it comes to being a Sufi, a person's not a true Sufi without knowledge. Remember this. There's no such thing as a Sufism is what? Having knowledge. This is something I said I was going to speak about. Sufism is having knowledge. This is what a Sufi is. A person who has knowledge, and then he acts upon this knowledge. This is Sufism, my dear viewers. And this is correct Sufism. It's not coming about on, you know, people, the way they dress, the things, you know, the clothing, the attire they have, the accoutrements. You can say the people, you know, sometimes we see men wearing all sorts of jewelry, etc. No, my dear viewers, these things are not permitted. This is not Sufism. Please do remember this. There's so much more about the Khadija Ghareeb Nawaz. Let's, inshallah, listen to the kalam and we shall hear more. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
يا معين ديني يا معين ديني يا معين ديني يا معين ديني قدموا
مجھے بھی ہو عطا جھولیاں دو سخا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا حصہ جو دو سخا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And if you're on the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, mashallah, عز وجل حضرت خواجہ غریب نواز رحم الله تعالى. You can have a khatam, you can even now today recite Surah Al-Fatiha, recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times. This is minimum, you can say. Minimum is just reciting one thing, anything. Recite the Durood Sharif before and after and send the reward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rest of the prophets and messengers, the companions, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear viewers, and especially Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah ta'ala. He is a person who has brought about change in the lives of millions and millions of people, and it is because of individuals like Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah ta'ala. It is due to such individuals that subhanallah, we today possibly have iman too. Due to, maybe it's due to those such individuals, maybe it's due to him. Because remember, is some people spreading the or bringing people towards Islam. It's such people like this, isn't it? And you know, there was somebody that from our forefathers, I myself am a Pakistani, you can say. My parents are from Pakistan, born in Pakistan. But the generations prior, which used to be what, Hind, India for a very, very long time. Now, people were not always believers, were they? They were not always Muslims. But somebody came from outside. Different people came and, you know, they brought Islam. And alhamdulillah, due to that, we are very, very fortunate in that we were born in a Muslim family too. If we were not, what would be our state? Allahu Akbar. Madhavi was really, people as the Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And to be honest, it's a lot about his life. We've spoken about nearly close to nothing. But even if you just take this one point from today, that one saying, which I will respect to Abdul Hanan by mention, that a bad company is worse than performing sins or bad actions. And good company is better than good actions. That's a beautiful thing. As well as this, Madhavi Uzzaman, inshallah, please do remember that we must respect, love everyone, especially elders. There's various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is not from us, who does not show affection, love, kindness, and mercy towards our youngsters, and he who does not honor our elderly, or he who does not know the rights of the elderly, Allahu Akbar, the station, the rank, how to respect them, such a person is not from us, is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states. So remember, we should show affection to our youngsters. We should show kindness, respect, reverence, and we should honor our elders, my dear viewers. And Allahu Akbar, then the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt they are on another level. That's all for today. Please do continue to watch Madini channel. Inshallah, you shall be hearing so much more. That's all for today. Well, that's all for Rise and Shine for today. Inshallah, we shall be returning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will